From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Emporia. It is 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines in approximately 12 minutes. Lots of news happening. I feel like I say that every day. In our next 30 minutes, a federal judge recently ruled that Google has illegally maintained a monopoly over online search. But some experts say the punishment amounts to just a slap on the wrist.
When you look at the package of the remedies all together, they ring hollow. It doesn't really propose very significant interventions of any kind.
We'll also have the latest regional news, and we're going to talk about Brazil. After Bolsonaro, thousands of Brazilians took to the streets over the weekend to oppose a bill that could pardon former President Jair Bolsonaro and his allies. Details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One station's Destiny is your host for evening classical music. Colorful music coming up tonight. Think purple or perhaps blue. That's from 7 to 9 on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for This American Life. We do have a flood watch going into effect at 1 a.m. running through tomorrow afternoon for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Could pick up a whole lot of rain overnight in those counties. So keep one eye open for information on possible flooding. It's 3:20.
NPR comes from this station.
The event, that story, and more on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It is Morning Edition. Your hosts are Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. I'll get you an update on the weather as well. It's 82 degrees in Topeka, 86 in Manhattan, 82 in Chanute. It is 3:30.
On Wall Street, stocks finished modestly higher after erasing some early losses. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach says Kansas has lost out on food assistance funding from the federal government because the state withheld data from federal officials. But as Dylan Lyson reports, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's office says the program will not be disrupted.
Kobach said in a news release that the federal government has held back $10.4 million of funding because Kansas has not provided personal information about the state's food assistant recipients. But Kelly's office says the state will formally appeal, and that will automatically pause the decision, so the program will operate as normal during the appeal process. Kobach is also suing to force the state to hand over the data. State officials say turning over the information violates privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas lawmakers are floating the idea of changing sports wagering so the state gets to collect more of the gambling revenue. The legislature legalized sports betting in 2022. The law lets private companies operating the state's 4 casinos contract with sports betting vendors like DraftKings and FanDuel. The state then taxes 10% of the casino's net revenue.
In the first 3 years, sports wagering has earned the state about $36 million. Republican Senator Mike Thompson suggested the Kansas Lottery could contract with the vendors directly and then cut out the casinos from the equation entirely.
By changing the structure, the state's going to make a better, you know, more money for our taxpayers, which is the ultimate goal, and then the legislature decides where it all goes from there.
Kansas lottery officials say lawmakers could make that change when the casino's contracts end in 2027. A man is in custody after threatening to burn down an apartment building in Topeka on Sunday afternoon. Witnesses told WIBW-TV the man poured gasoline on the steps inside the building on Northeast Wabash Avenue and threatened to set it on fire. Tenants evacuated the building before police went inside and arrested the man. No injuries were reported and no fire was started. The suspect is facing charges of attempted aggravated arson. Turning now to weather, a flood watch goes into effect at 1 a.m. and it runs through tomorrow afternoon. This is for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. That includes the city of Chanute, Cottonwood Falls, Iola, Fredonia. Several rounds of showers and thunderstorms are expected over those counties tonight. Rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches in a very short amount of time could occur. Locally, higher amounts are possible. Excessive rain runoff could result in flooding, so now is the time to make plans. Just a watch, not a warning, but telling everybody to monitor the weather and be sure you stay safe.
From NPR News, this is all
NPR News every weekday.
5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. That's when you hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Tomorrow is no exception. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay with us. News headlines coming your way at 4:01. Then a Democratic congresswoman who visited an immigrant detention center in Texas says the conditions there were heartbreaking.
The water they were being given to drink was bad, tasted bad, smelled bad. The food and the water were making them sick.
Coming up, what a Washington Post investigation of this facility has revealed. We will also learn more about why more states have not attempted mid-decade redistricting. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, this is allthings.com.
And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Listen while you make breakfast or drop off the kids. Listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Flood watch starting at 1 a.m. for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. It is 4 o'clock.
And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Programs available to match SNAP dollars. Available Saturday mornings at the Market Info Booth, 824 New Hampshire.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, then talking more about Charlie Kirk. We will find out more about this shadow docket ruling that came down from the Supreme Court of the United States today. In short, they have agreed to hear a case before it went to a lower court. It's complicated. It all has to do with this head of the Federal Trade Commission that the president wants to get rid of. And he said, we're going to get rid of her. And then a lower court issued a stay saying you can't get rid of her. All of this is connected to a case that is referred to in case law as Humphrey's executor. It's complicated, but fortunately we have Nina Totenberg around to explain it all for us. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Friday, October 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
As part of KPR's annual Live Day, Friday night, October 24th, join us for a free concert by violinist and KPR host Destiny Ammer Megan and some of her friends, an evening of spooky tales and tunes. All the information at kansaspublicradio.org. Join us Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., we have Morning Edition. Your hosts are Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information on available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up. We'll have a wrap-up of the weather and more. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. It's 4:30.
DeRose, NPR News.
Well, stocks finish modestly higher on Wall Street. The Dow's up 66 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach says Kansas has lost out on food assistance funding because the state withheld data from federal officials. But as Dylan Lyson reports, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's office says the program will not be disrupted.
Kobach said in a news release that the federal government has held back $10.4 million of funding because Kansas has not provided personal information about the state's food assistance recipients. But Kelly's office says the state will formally appeal, and that will automatically pause the decision, so the program will operate as normal during the appeal process. Kobach is also suing to force the state to hand over the data. State officials say turning over the information violates privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas lawmakers are floating the idea of changing sports wagering so the state collects more gambling revenue. The legislature legalized sports betting in 2022. The law lets private companies operating the state's four casinos contract with sports betting vendors like DraftKings and FanDuel. The state then taxes 10% of the casino's net revenue. In the first 3 years, sports wagering has earned the state about $36 million.
Republican Senator Mike Thompson suggested the Kansas Lottery could contract with the vendors directly and cut out the casinos from the equation.
By changing the structure, the state's going to make a better, more money for our taxpayers, which is the ultimate goal, and then the legislature decides where it all goes from there.
Kansas lottery officials say lawmakers could make that change when the casino's contracts end in 2027. A school board member's unoccupied car was shot 10 times in rural Kansas last evening. The Comanche County Sheriff's Department said on social media that a parked vehicle near the school board president's house was struck by gunfire at least 10 times. No injuries were reported. That shooting comes after Comanche County Schools, where Superintendent Ty Thurer was suspended for allegations of sexual harassment. Kansas Reflector reported earlier this month that people packed a school board meeting and demanded disciplinary action against the superintendent. The sexual harassment complaint was filed back in the spring. The sheriff's department is now asking for the community's help in solving the crime. Partly cloudy skies this evening, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. It's going to be humid with a low in the mid-60s. There's an 80% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. We're expecting a high in the mid-70s. A flood watch goes into effect at 1 a.m. for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties due to concerns about heavy rainfall. It's 4:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
Head.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. The latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at stonebackappliance.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the President and the Secretary of Health and Human Services were making remarks just moments ago on a purported link between acetaminophen and autism. You may know that drug as Tylenol. If you're listening from overseas, paracetamol. At any rate, they're proposing a cancer drug as a solution. Do some fact-checking with John Hamilton shortly here on KPR. A flood watch goes into effect at 1 a.m. for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence and 10 minutes before 5 o'clock.
From NPRonBusiness.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
You might hear some people you agree with on Morning Edition and some you don't. That's the point. Different views for a full picture of the news. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
60% chance of showers and storms late tonight. It's going to be humid with a low in the mid-60s. Currently 85 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:06.
NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner Musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the president is directing the Justice Department to prosecute his perceived political enemies. That's upending the career ranks and raising questions about selective prosecution. Carrie Johnson has been on this story from the start. We will hear what she has learned today. We will also talk about a federal judge's ruling in the Justice Department suit over Google's search engine monopoly. That's all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist. For a preventive checkup, dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Quick reminder that once again this year, we are having KPR's Live Day broadcast this year. We once again have as a special guest our own Destiny Ann Mermegan in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. Friday night, October 24th, admission is free, but seating is limited. So please make an RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. And we hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad Halloween jokes. Friday night, October 24th at 7 o'clock, presented by KPR. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
As the UN General Assembly gets underway, France and Saudi Arabia host a summit on Israel's war in Gaza and the question of Palestinian statehood. Israel and the U.S. are boycotting the event. That story and more on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, clouding up after midnight with a 60% chance of showers and storms late. Very humid with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow an 80% chance of showers and storms. Highs topping out in the mid-70s. This is KPR and it is 5:30.
Which, since his death, has been hosted by a slew of prominent right-wing leaders, along with Vice President J.D. Vance. Elena Moore, NPR News, Phoenix, Arizona.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach says Kansas has lost out on food assistance funding because the state withheld data from federal officials. But as Dylan Lyson reports, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's office says the program will not be disrupted.
Kobach said in a news release that the federal government has held back $10.4 million of funding because Kansas has not provided personal information about the state's food assistance recipients. But Kelly's office says the state will formally appeal, and that will automatically pause the decision, so the program will operate as normal during the appeal process. Kobach is also suing to force the state to hand over the data. State officials say turning over the information violates privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas lawmakers are floating the idea of changing sports wagering so the state can collect more gambling revenue. The legislature legalized sports betting in 2022. The law lets private companies operating the state's four casinos contract with sports betting vendors like DraftKings and FanDuel. The state then taxes 10% of the casino's net revenue. In the first 3 years, sports wagering has earned the state about $36 million. Republican Senator Mike Thompson suggested the Kansas Lottery could contract with the vendors directly and cut out the casinos from the equation.
By changing the structure, the state's going to make a better, you know, more money for our taxpayers, which is the ultimate goal, and then the legislature decides where it all goes from there.
Kansas lottery officials say lawmakers could make that change when the casinos' contracts end in 2027. A school board member's unoccupied car was shot 10 times in rural Kansas yesterday evening. Kaylin Moore reports that tensions have been high in the area since the suspension of the school district superintendent.
The Comanche County Sheriff's Department said on social media that a parked vehicle near the school board president's house was struck by gunfire at least 10 times. No injuries were reported. The shooting comes after Comanche County Schools Superintendent Ty Thurer was suspended for allegations of sexual harassment. The Kansas Reflector reported earlier this month that people packed a school board meeting and demanded disciplinary action against the superintendent. The sexual harassment complaint was filed back in the spring. The Sheriff's Department is asking for the community's help in solving the crime. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
There's a flood watch going into effect at 1 a.m. running through tomorrow afternoon for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. There are concerns about heavy rainfall tonight, so make any preparations you might need now in the event that you get a whole lot of rain. Anywhere from 1 to 3 inches is expected throughout that region. It's 5:35.
Lots of different things. Shells, rocks, driftwood. We're after sea glass.
We also bring you stories that make you smile.
It's really cool to be in an environment where there's only girls and jazz.
Join us weekday mornings for the news and a little something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting Autumn Romance for Strings, Friday, September 26, 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in KCMO. Tickets and details at kcchamberorchestra.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are streaming 24 hours a day. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, we will talk about the 80th anniversary of the UN General Assembly. A meeting was called for today, including a special conference convened by France and Saudi Arabia to push for recognition of Palestinian statehood. We will also get the details on a report about conditions inside the ICE facility at Fort Bliss. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
84 degrees in Topeka, 83 in Manhattan. It is 10 minutes before 6.
And neighbors, hear from them all weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition gets underway at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the latest news, whether it's national, international, or regional. We'll have it for you. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.